Hey everybody, this is Todd with Instant Transmission. As you can tell, there's no music and no real intro for this episode. This is going to be a little bit more off the cuff, even more than usual. But this is an important topic that I just wanted to give my raw thoughts and feelings on. Because as I'm sure many of you Dragon Ball fans have seen at this point, it was announced on March 8th of 2024 that Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, has passed away at the age of 68 years old. And this hit me a lot harder than I realized. We'll see if I can make it through this recording without breaking down in tears, but Akira Toriyama's death wasn't even on my radar. He was actively working on new Dragon Ball projects, working on Dragon Ball Daima that's supposed to come out later this year for Dragon Ball's 40th anniversary. And it didn't even cross my mind in the realm of possibilities that we would get this announcement that he had passed away. And boy, when I found out, I thought it was a hoax. I mean, I went on the internet and started looking for more information and come to find out that the letter that had been posted on the internet was posted on the official Dragon Ball website about Akira Toriyama passing away. And I broke down in tears. I started to think about why this hit me so hard. And Akira Toriyama has indirectly been the most influential person in my life. Just period. Full stop. I grew up as a young kid watching Dragon Ball on Toonami and Dragon Ball Z, I guess, is when it started. But the impact that that show had on me as a young kid, just getting excited to watch these powerful figures in Goku and Vegeta and Piccolo and Gohan, even watching them all get into these world-ending threats, these battles where they just had to push themselves beyond their limits and fight against unbelievable odds. Goku coming to Earth to fight against Vegeta and pushing his body through the Kaioken times four and hurting himself just to try to save his friends, his family, and the planet as a whole. All of that hit me at a very young age, and I grew up as a kid, a preteen, a teenager, watching all of that. Finally, as a teenager, I mean, as somebody who was just a nerd and wanted to play video games and watch anime, got bullied for being interested in those things as a young kid in school, I eventually realized that I want to be more like Goku. I want to be able to push myself and see what I can do. And that got me probably at the age of 17 or 18 interested in health and fitness. I started working out and had no idea what I was doing, but I wanted to be just a little bit more like the characters and the heroes that I saw in Dragon Ball. And Dragon Ball also expanded my horizons into other anime, which to this very day is something that I deeply love. And the show just taught me all these different lessons about perseverance and strength and camaraderie and what it means to lean on the people close to you, what it means to push yourself, even when things are hard. And maybe it sounds corny, but all of that stuff hit me in the formative years of my life. I mean, I'm here today recording a podcast about Dragon Ball with one of my very close friends. And that, I mean, Dragon Ball, it came out, the manga, in 1984. It was before I was even born. The anime, I think 1986, still before I was born. And brought over into the States and America when I was no more than 10 years old. And so it's been such a big part of my life for almost 30 years at this point. It got me at some point into drawing because I was just so interested in the art. It got me into voice acting on a small scale because I was just blown away by these people, like, I mean, from the American cast in Sean Schemmel and Chris Sabat. And then, of course, the Japanese cast with Masako Nozawa as Goku. And I mean, just all these different avenues, so many different things that it got me interested in, invested in. And all of that was because of Akira Toriyama, because he decided to make this fun, silly adventure story about a young kid who never knew when to stop pushing himself. And I'm, in many ways, I'm rambling, and I'm sorry if you can hear me sniffling and crying over the audio, but Akira Toriyama and the stories that he told and the art that he brought into this world have meant so much to me. And you can see now, this weekend, after the announcement of his passing, dozens of people, probably hundreds, probably millions of people, honestly, just people posting on social media, on Twitter, on YouTube, I'm sure Instagram, all of it. People who are posting about his passing and what Dragon Ball and Akira Toriyama's work means to them. And it... it's just devastating that he's gone. It is, he had so much work ahead of him. It seemed like he was even getting back into, or deeper into, more deeply involved in Dragon Ball's story and its continued stories, such that it, and that's one of the other things that is just incredible about Dragon Ball, is that it's been around for, this is its 40th year, 40-year anniversary. So it has touched people across generations. There's probably literally families where the grandpa has watched Dragon Ball, and that grandpa's children have watched Dragon Ball, and their children have watched Dragon Ball. And even across cultures, I mean, it's massive in Japan. It blew up in America in the 90s. Very widely popular in Mexico, and I'm sure dozens of other countries that I'm just unaware of. And it's... there are people out there who, you know, who will make fun of Dragon Ball, say that it's just muscular guys screaming at each other, punching each other, like people who aren't part of the fan base and who don't understand it. And yet you can see how widespread Dragon Ball has become. And it's not something that is as successful as Dragon Ball. It's not just because, oh, it's you know, these guys are fighting each other and they're beating each other up. If it were just that, Dragon Ball wouldn't have been so popular over the past 40 years. It's the characters and the stories that are told, and I mean, how it's influenced the anime industry or manga industry as a whole. I don't think that we would have stories like Naruto or Bleach or One Piece, or maybe even things like Attack on Titan, that these other stories that have become so popular and prominent, but have almost certainly been strongly influenced by Dragon Ball, and Dragon Ball kind of paving the road, creating that pathway for other people to kind of follow in Akira Toriyama's footsteps. And this recording is going on longer than I really intended, but I just needed to get my thoughts and feelings about this off my chest and maybe share this with some other Dragon Ball fans who might be feeling the same. Unfortunately, I didn't have Dayton here with me to be able to record this. We might at a later time record something that's a little bit more coherent and less my crying rambling here, but I just wanted to quickly put this out there, reach out to any other Dragon Ball fans who maybe have the same thoughts and feelings that I have surrounding Akira Toriyama and his work, particularly in Dragon Ball, that has influenced us, touched us, changed and improved our lives in ways people probably wouldn't even think is possible, of just an anime or a manga. And so any of you who are out there who were really felt really strongly when you heard that Akira Toriyama had passed away, just know that you are not alone. That Akira Toriyama was one of the best and most influential mangaka, period. And he's going to be greatly missed. And he touched the lives of millions of people across the world, across generations, across cultures. And he's going to be greatly missed. I hope that even in his absence, with his predecessor in Toyotaro for the manga, that Dragon Ball will continue on. And for the foreseeable future, Dayton and I are going to continue to cover Dragon Ball media, talk about our thoughts about Dragon Ball. And in our own way, that is kind of our tribute to Akira Toriyama and his work. And so to close this long, rambling, tear-filled audio recording out, thank you, Akira Toriyama. I wish that I could tell you that in person and before your passing, and how much everything you've done has meant to me and so many, but thank you for everything that you've done. Your legacy lives on. And we, as the Dragon Ball fan base, will keep rocking the dragon in your absence.